Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Resh Nun Tes, which deals with the halachic status of the insulating material that you're using, the hatmana item. Is it muktzah? Is it not? Are you allowed to move it or not? The Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph, and he writes, Mochen. What are these mochen? The Ramah explains, Pirush means to tell us, Kol dover rach kori mochen. Anything that's soft has the halachic status over here. It's called mochen, which means, for example, could go in semer gefen, pieces of cotton, or tlishet semer rach, or small tufts or pieces of soft wool, shel behema that comes from an animal, ugriras bigodim bluyim, or worn out pieces of clothing, the little pieces of them, the shreddings of these worn out pieces of clothing. All of these are in the vernacular called mochen. These are insulating types of clothing, cloth, material, or wool. Shetoman behen derech mikra, and you used it to insulate stam, just inadvertently. You just happened to use it. That's not what it's designated for. You needed an insulating material, and you said, hey, there's a piece of wool, and you just used it to insulate. So this now is not designated to be used on Shabbos. It just happens to be used on Shabbos, but it's still a muktzah item. It retains its status as being a piece of cloth or wool or a tuft of a material that you're going to use for business purposes or for some other purposes during the weekday. And therefore, also l'taltla, it has a status of being muktzah. We'll explain why in Mishneh Berurah in a moment. Has a status of being muktzah, and therefore you're not allowed to directly move it. You can only do what we call tiltum min atzad, which we'll explain also in a moment. And therefore, what should you do? Eliminar hakisu, you can shake off the pot cover over here, the hay noflos, and this type of insulation material, this mochen, will fall off on their own without you directly touching them. Ukigon, shemiktsasa magula. Obviously, some of the pot over here is visible. It's not fully, totally insulated over here. Then you can touch the pot or touch the pot cover, and the mochen will fall off on their own over here without you directly touching them. She'ein zeh tiltul ela mitzido. This is what we call tiltul min atzad, indirect movement of something, an indirect movement of something that's muktzah is permissible under such situations as we just described. Now, that was, again, a mouthful. So let's see the Mishneh Berurah explain this in a little more detail. So Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph explain these mochen, pirish, yeveshim. We're talking about dried pieces of material over here, this dry cotton or dry tufts of wool, dry shredded pieces of cloth. Kamosha kos of simin reish nun zayin b'sif gimel. As we've already learned, there is a difference between moist and dry types of insulating material. The issue foot number one reminds us over there, we learned in Shulchan Aruch over there, kishem lachem, when these types of insulating materials are moist, harehim mosif in hevel, then they're insulating material that is mosif hevel, and we've already reminded ourselves, we learned previously, v'imkein also lahakmim behem api erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to use this even on erev Shabbos, never mind on Shabbos, as we've already learned. Now, we did have a machlokas over there that it depends, according to some poskim, whether they're moist because of their own juices, their own liquid, or whether they're moist because you poured water on them or they got wet through some other way, whether the din is the same. Do we say it's mosif hevel no matter how it got wet? That's what some opinions say. Others' opinions say, no, it's only if it's wet from its own intrinsic juices or moisture is it considered mosif hevel. But if it's wet from the outside, somebody poured water on it, then it's not considered mosif hevel. That's a machlokas we had previously. In any event, here we're certainly talking about dry mochen. Now, Derech Mikra, Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis, he says that you irregularly use it, you happen to use it, inadvertently used it over here. Lafuke, as opposed to, the Mishneh Berurah says, Imrogul Lahadmanhem, this is your designated insulating material. You bought this for the purpose of using it as insulating material, or you designated it, even though you originally bought it for something else, you designated it over here for insulation. And therefore, Nistalek Mehem Shem Muktzah. Therefore, it's no longer called muktzah. This isn't now some sort of a shirt or a piece of wool that you're going to make into a shirt. This is now your insulating material, which is not muktzah because you're using it on Shabbos. Af shelo yichadam b'feirish, and this is true even if you didn't verbally, specifically declare, I hereby declare this to be my insulating material. The fact that you're using it on a regular basis, imrogil lahatmin behem, so therefore that by itself designates it as a non-muktzah insulating material. Then Mishneh Berurah brings down the opinion of the Bach, the Das Bach, dafilu b'shnei pa'amim sogilei, that even if you use this two Shabbosim in a row, that's considered designated for this purpose and no longer muktzah. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah says that you're not allowed to move it if it's muktzah. The stomon chashuvimei, because normally when we're dealing with mochen over here, they're not just garbage. These are good pieces of cotton or wool that you're going to use Motzei Shabbos or during the week for some other purpose. For other mikzeh daito mehen, therefore you're separating yourself from using it on Shabbos because Shabbos isn't for business purposes. You don't sew and weave on Shabbos, and therefore in your mind this is a mukta item. Because you're going to use it to make various types of felts or material over here that is valuable, and therefore they muktzim machmas chisar and kiss, and therefore it's set aside as being mukta because of its value. You wouldn't want to take a very expensive suit and use it to insulate your chalim pot and have the chalim spill all over the suit. So to over here, these expensive pieces of wool or cotton over here, they're going to be used during the week for whatever purposes you want to make them into garments or into felt, and therefore they have the status of being mukta because of their expense. If they were to be destroyed, you would lose a lot of money. So therefore, since they're expensive, muktza, machmas, chisar, and kis, they are muktza. The makbid, a person is particular, lishtamis ben shadvarim, he's designating, this is going to be a big expense if he loses this. So he's designating it for making it into a felt and not to use it as insulating material. He happened to have grabbed it to use it as insulating material. So therefore, it's muktza. Ulfikach, afilu toman behem derech mikra, and therefore, even though you are using it now for insulating material, so you can't just say, well, since he used it for insulation, obviously he's no longer having it mukta for the felt. But no, in fact, he still retains its expensive status, and he's going to use it during the week to make it into an expensive garment or felt, and therefore it does retain the status of mukta, macham, sichsar, and kiss, and you're only allowed to tiltul it from the side, tiltul minatzad. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, Shemiktsasa Magula. How do you do this tiltum and atzad? If some of the pot is still revealed, it's still open, so it's not totally covered by the insulation, so what do? You take off the pot cover, and the insulation, this cloth material, this wool material, will fall off on its own. Kideshiyah lo makom ponui lechosaki. So we're talking here that there is a place that is uninsulated, not covered up, that you can touch, because the pot certainly is not mukta. Therefore, you don't have to touch these mochen directly with your hand, and therefore there's no problem that they'll fall off by themselves as you lift up the pot, and the tiltul min atzad is accomplished, and you're not tiltul it directly, and not a problem of tiltul mukta. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'im yichadon lekach." But if you designated it for the purposes of being insulating material, then mutul tiltul, and then it's no longer considered mukta. It's now insulation. Insulation is allowed to be used over here for hatmana purposes on Shabbos, where it's permissible, and therefore it's not mukta, and you can use it. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Karton Hey, Pirish, he explains over here, "Sheyichadon the erev Shabbos liatmana liolam." On erev Shabbos, you said, some suggested you specifically have to verbalize this. This is seen in the Shaar HaTzion in Oz Beis, who brings down the Prima Gadim, says you should ideally, kosav kan deboin on yichud b'peh, you should ideally verbalize it, although the Mishnah Berurah himself says in the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Shin Ches, that it's acceptable to do this just with machshav, just with thought, as we'll say over here in the Mishnah Berurah as well. And this concept of li'olam, that you have to designate it forever on Erev Shabbos, I'm hereby declaring that this is now going to be insulating material. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Aleph says that not everybody agrees it has to be forever. The Levush writes, it's good just to designate it for that Shabbos alone. However, the Chafetz Chaim says he's not sure he understands why the Levush says this. That's not a normal way of doing things. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you really should ideally designate this on Erev Shabbos for future Shabbosos, not just this Shabbos, but for a permanent status that it's no longer going to be Muktzah. And the Mishnah Berurah holds Lishitoso as opposed to the Shita of the Prima Gadim, that it doesn't have to be a verbal declaration. You can just think this. You take this piece of cloth and think in your mind, this is now going to be my pot insulator over here, Lobepeh. And it's acceptable to do this without verbalizing it, just thinking it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avolim Toman Begize Tzemer. But if you are insulating with wool, Afilo Yichadon Lekach. Wool doesn't need special designation to be an insulating material. That's basically what it is. And therefore, mutul atatul, and so the wool, just by using it, that essentially demonstrates that you want it as an insulating material, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Karton Vav. After stam gizei sema moktzuhu l'tviyol ariga, even though wool normally is used to make clothing, and you're going to weave it and spin it, nevertheless, mikol makom, in chashuvim kokach kemo muchim, it's not a very expensive thing. It's a little tuft of wool over here, and we're not concerned this non-specialized little piece of wool over here is so expensive that it's muktzah machmas chisar and kis. In fact, it's not. The kivin shetam b'em, and you're using it as insulation essentially demonstrates kiman diichadon lohochidami. It's as if you actually said verbally or even mentally, I'm hereby using this insulating material. Since it's not so expensive, you're using it in this fashion is essentially its designation. The Mechaber qualifies this a little bit. He says, Vahani mili, when is this true that the wool is considered designated over here just by using it? Vahani mili, stam gizin, shein omdim l'schora. That's when you're dealing with a little piece of wool that you're not planning to sell, not planning to make it into some garment specifically. Aval, im nisonim li'otso l'schora. But if you put it into your storehouse to be used to eventually be sold, then you've essentially designated this for muktzah purposes. And then srich and yichud, you would have to designate it for hatmana purposes, or else you'll have the same problem with the more expensive mochan that we talked about before that required designation. Otherwise, you can only do tiltu min atzad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, the kivan shem omdim etzel l'schor, since you put it aside for business purposes, you're going to sell it, mistoma osid l'achzir n'achar kach gam ken l'otzar. So even though you took it out now from the otzar, you took it from the otzar now to put it as insulation, mistoma, you're going to return it to the otzar after Shabbos. And therefore, v'yalkein ein mevatel n'hatmona, therefore it doesn't lose its status of being insulating material, v'havi mimela muktza, and therefore it halachically has the status of being muktza, unless in lo sheyichadon lihatmon on the Erev Shabbos, unless you specifically designated on Erev Shabbos, as we spoke about, for insulating purposes. The issue foot number two brings down this designation. The Prima Gadim says, Hainu yichud liolam. It should be for all Shabbosim. It should be for permanent usage. Below dai bi yichud liosu Shabbos. And the Prima Gadim here holds it's likewise not acceptable to do this just for that Shabbos. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, that it really should be a permanent designation and not just a one-time designation. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Masel Avol Im Nesonim Liotzor L'Schora says, look in the Magen Avraham, Shekos of the Davka Kishemakbir Aleim Milish Mishtameish Behem Shum Dover. This is only true if you're very particular not to use this for any other purpose. Only then is the fact that you put it into the Otzor considered significant that it's Muktzah. But otherwise, it's not, according to the Magen Avraham. But the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'lo hetaktiv, I didn't bring down this opinion of the Magen Avraham, Mipnei hasogos even ozer Allah, because others disagree with the Magen Avraham. And he says, likewise, the El Yeraba also disagrees with this, and the Prima Gadim, which we have previously brought. He does say, however, that the opinion of the El Yeraba is lahaskim l'shitas rishonim. He agrees with those rishonim who hold, hasovrim, the mochin dino kigize tzemer, kos man she'enam, Omdim l'schora. The dis mochin over here, they have the same halacha status as the gizei tzemer, as the wool over here, unless they were specifically designated for business purposes. And therefore, v'yedei hatmana bi'alma, and therefore, if you use them for hatmana, then by definition, shari l'mochar l'tiltulinu. It's as if you've basically designated them now for hatmana purposes, just by using them for hatmana purposes. And he says this is the shita of various other achronim as well. If you, in fact, insulated with them without verbal designation, so then you have the same problem as before. They are considered muktzah. So what should you do in this situation? Minar hakisui v'heinoflo. So you're not allowed to touch them directly. You're not allowed to pick them off the pot directly. But you shake the pot, you take the pot cover off, and all the insulating material that you used over here is going to fall off on its own, tiltu min atzad, and that's perfectly good. The Hainu Lomar, the Mechaber tells us that this is to tell us, Shino tel kisi akdera, as I just said, you take off the pot cover over here, Sheesh Torah's kli alayah, that certainly is not a problem, that's a pot cover, that has a status of a kli, it's certainly not mukta, and that's allowed to be moved. The Alpha P Shem Olea, and even though the insulating material which we said is mukta is on top of it, Loich Patlon, we don't care about that, the Lo Nasis Bosses Lem, because this doesn't have the status of being a Bosses Ledover Osir, it's insignificant, the insulating material is relatively insignificant, and therefore it doesn't have the status that the pot cover is a base, a basis, for something that's also to move. If you have, for example, something that's also to move, and you have it on top of a chamber, for example, the classical example is the candlesticks on Shabbos. They're in some sort of a plate or a tray. So the candlesticks are a dover ha'aser. They are something that's muktzah on Shabbos. So the base, the candlestick tray, becomes a basis, a base, le dover ha'aser, and it's not allowed to be moved, just like the candlesticks aren't allowed to be moved. So you might have thought over here that the pot should become a basis, a base for the dover ha'aser, for the insulating material that you're not allowed to move. So the Mechaber is telling us that that's not true. It doesn't become such a basis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Uchigon shem muktzasa magula. We're talking here that some of the pot cover was not totally covered up. As we've explained, the chanal gabe mochin, and that's why you're allowed to pick up the pot cover and the muktzah item, the muktzah insulation, which is muktzah, is going to fall off. Then eina magula klal. What happens if the insulating material is totally covering up the pot and you can't touch the pot without touching the insulating material? So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, yochel litchov bekosh. You stick some sort of a needle, some sort of a pointy device into the pot cover over here, ulinair sakisoy, and that will allow you to pick up the cover. As we'll explain later on in Shulchan Aruch. Dirshu foot number 4 brings down the reasoning why this is mutter over here, to take some sort of an implement and stick it into the pot cover and therefore move the pot cover even though you're going through the muktzah material. So the reasoning behind this is called tiltum minatzad. You're not really directly touching it, and therefore since it's done letzorach davar mutter, you're allowed to take off the pot cover, it's considered permissible. Likewise, Dirshu foot number 4 says, V'chein mutter letaltel es gizi atzemer ha-muktzah ma'idei neficha. You could blow it off. You could take a big blow and blow off this insulating material. It's not very heavy, and this is permissible to do. And the reasoning the Ramah brings down over there is because tiltu zeh nechshav ki tiltu klachiyah. This is called an abnormal way, an unusual way of doing tiltu. She'eino b'chlal tiltu osur. And that's not considered a tiltu that is osur. That is similar to tiltu minatzad, tiltu klachiyah, and that is permissible. Sivkat and test. Why is it not called the basis ledavar asur? Mishnah Berurah explains the ha einakisui tashmish latzemer, because the purpose of the pot is not in any way to support the tzemer, and therefore adarabah hatzemer mishamish lakdeiru lechamah. The tzemer, so to say, is subordinate to the pot, and therefore the pot cover doesn't become a base for a davar asur, and it's perfectly permissible for you to remove the pot cover and the insulating material will fall off, even though it was on top of the pot cover. It's not a problem of bosses, ledover osur. Dishu foot number 5 does bring down that if you were to have a rock on top of the pot to keep the pot cover on top of the pot, so then that would be considered that the pot cover becomes a bosses, ledover osur. And in that situation, it would be forbidden to touch the pot cover to shake off the rock. And the reasoning here is somehow the chavis over here is mishameshes l'shmiras ha'evan. It's there for the purpose of somehow protecting the rock as well. Ayin shom in the footnote, and the footnote also has further discussion of other reasons why it's not called the basis l'davar asa, but this will conclude today's shiur.